RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from September 1942. Murder Cuts Diamonds. The 112th Adventure of The Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Murder Cuts Diamonds. Chapter 1. Sentenced to Death. Patrolman Mike Ryan walked briskly along First Avenue, trying the doors of the stores along his beat to be sure they were locked. It was early in the evening, and despite the chill in the February night air, there were quite a few people on the street. Ryan abruptly grew tense as he heard a loud crash that came from the direction of a dead-end street half a block away. Grim-faced and wary, the patrolman broke into a run, heading for the corner. He reached it, then gasped when he saw the battered wreck of what had been an expensive limousine burst into flames. "Good Lord!" exclaimed Ryan, catching a glimpse of a man's head through one of the windows of the car. "It's burning, and there's someone still inside." He hesitated for an instant, when he nearly stumbled over the motionless form of a gray-haired man dressed in a chauffeur's uniform that was sprawled on the pavement, and then went on. The patrolman reached the car and yanked the nearest door open. Heat seared his face, and smoke billowed about him as he grabbed the man huddled down in the tonneau of the car and dragged him out of reach of the flames. A crowd had quickly gathered, and other blue-coated police officers appeared, swiftly assuming their duties. Two patrolmen were keeping the throng away from the unconscious man in the chauffeur's livery. Ryan knelt and examined the well-dressed man he had hauled out of the burning vehicle. Patrol cars and trucks from the fire department rolled into the street, sirens wailing. A police sergeant pushed his way through the crowd.
"You get him out in time?" demanded the sergeant.
"No, he's dead," said Ryan. "There's a bullet wound in his heart. This is murder, Sergeant."
"Murder!"
exclaimed the sergeant as he leaned down and looked closely at the blood-stained clothing of the dead man.
"You're right, Ryan. This is a case for the homicide squad."
A swift study of the murdered man's personal belongings revealed that he was Harry Young of Young and Randall, diamond cutters of Hoboken, New Jersey. The fire department made quick work of putting out the flames before the limousine was completely demolished, and the car was identified as belonging to Rufus Lamour, head of the great Lamour department store. It was discovered that the unconscious man, who had evidently been driving the limousine, was Leif Grimes, Lamour's private chauffeur. In a leather case that Grimes had apparently dropped were some unmounted diamonds. A .38 automatic that had recently been fired was found in the chauffeur's pocket.
"Looks like Grimes killed Young for the diamonds the man was carrying," said a police official. "Then he must have wrecked the car in an attempt to make a getaway."
"Rufus Lamour is going to feel pretty bad about this," stated a newspaperman. "Even though Grimes was an ex-convict, he has apparently gone straight during the past 10 years he has worked for Lamour as his private chauffeur."
"That's true," agreed a reporter from the New York Clarion.